I'm Jeffrey Riley with Emily Curitan. Thank you for listening. This is Vents Day, your weekly chance to vent your spleen politely on a couple of topics in the news. This week's topics, we set it up already, immigration and all of the myriad side issues that go with immigration in the United States of America. And our other topic is legal marijuana. It's been almost exactly a year since Oregon had legal pot for the first time. You can join us with these, your comments, your questions at 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So you just got one angle on immigration. There are obviously many this year. It seems like immigration is always a hot issue in an election year. And while our election years remain 2 years apart officially, the campaigns for them have gotten longer, so we talk about it constantly. Now add an out-of-country election to the mix, because the vote in the United Kingdom to leave the European Union was, for some voters, a vote to allow the UK to control its own borders and who crossed them, in effect stanching the tide of immigration. The survey this week dealt with the immigration issue, and here's Emily with that.
Thanks, Jeffrey. We're asking this week how immigration has affected your livelihood and how you would change immigration laws if you could. The survey's up on Facebook. It's also up on our website, jeffexchange.org. John and Mehdi wrote into us on the point of changing immigration laws. He said simply, enforce the ones already on the books. Pete in Crescent City had a little different take. He said, I would encourage laws that make it easier to immigrate to the U.S. and work towards citizenship, just like in earlier times. Touched on that certainly in our earlier segment today, that immigration policies very different than it used to be. We want to hear from you. What's your take on immigration laws? Do they help or hurt your ability to make a living? One immigration lawyer wrote into us on our survey, and he said that these policies are so confusing that they help him make a living because they keep him in clients. Give us a call and let us know what you think. It's 800-838-3760, or you can email us jx@jeffnet.org, or stop by jeffexchange.org and take the survey. You can also see what other people wrote once you submit your response.
Okay, item two on this Vents Day is spawned by an anniversary, as we mentioned. Friday marks the one-year birthday of legal recreational marijuana in Oregon. For a year now, Oregonians have been allowed to own and use pot with no medical card necessary. We've seen local governments wrestle with ordinances regulating the growing of pot and the sale. We've seen the emergence of edible marijuana products added to the list of products available just 4 weeks ago. We want to hear your impressions of legal marijuana now. Has legal pot met your expectations in its first year? Has your own use of marijuana, or perhaps former non-use of marijuana, changed in the time that marijuana has been legal in Oregon? For the folks in California, as you heard in the news segment just at the top of this show, that it will be on the ballot for sure in November of this year. Will you vote yes on legal pot this November? What would you like to see in California's marijuana law, should it pass, that Oregon might have not considered? Let's get your thoughts on this Vents Day. 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org.
Certainly interesting thinking about marijuana going on the California ballot, that being recreational marijuana, especially after this last primary election, Jeff. We were covering that night together and watching the results come in for Siskiyou County, where voters actually approved more regulation for their medical marijuana industry and banned outdoor growing entirely. A lot of concerns there about noise. Light pollution is something people have been writing to my inbox about. We want to hear from you about what's going on in your community as the states pass these laws deciding, hey, marijuana maybe isn't such a big deal. What's going on in your county? Give us a call, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org.
By way of observation, certainly in the year since marijuana has been legalized for personal use in Oregon, a lot more catching a whiff of marijuana.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and a lot of different places, too. I mean, walking into the building, and we are on a university campus in Ashland, walking into the building and realizing that somebody got themselves a little brain refresher, or the opposite, perhaps, before their first class in the morning. Just the odor lingers sometimes, so people have been using it. The odor certainly has been complained about a lot from people who have plants growing near them.
Mm-hmm.
So smelling a lot more marijuana, certainly, even if you're not using it yourself.
That's true. And, you know, these grow sites, they certainly do have environmental impacts, impacts on zoning and code, ideas about what communities should be like. On the other hand, I was looking at some of the tax revenue numbers for the state of Oregon. I don't have those in front of me, but they look pretty it looks like it's coming off swimmingly, taxing this thing that we were previously, you know, criminalizing. How do you feel about that? Has a marijuana offense affected your life or your past, and now all of a sudden it's kind of okay and the whole wink wink thing is over and you can just smoke pot. Are you smoking more pot now that it's legal? I'm sort of curious about that, Jeff. Of course, our other topic and the topic of our survey is immigration. Not necessarily weightier, but some of the responses can be. We asked, does immigration policy mean something special for your job, your business, or your family? And how would you change immigration laws? That's still open, as are our phone lines. Looks like we've got a lot of folks building up here. I want to go to Grecia in Monterey Bay. Grecia, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning. What would you like to talk about, immigration or pot?
Immigration.
Uh-huh. Okay, go ahead.
So I'm an organizer in Northern California, and I'm actually out of town in Monterey Bay, but I work in Del Norte County. And so I've been working a lot with the immigration community. Immigration is an issue close to my family. My parents are immigrants, came to this country when they were in their 20s, and a year later I was born. And so families came to the States as I was getting older as a child. And so I still have a lot of family that could have really benefited from DAPA, and it was a huge devastation to hear that about the SCOTUS decision, that it really interferes with a lot of opportunities and aspirations of the American community, the undocumented community.
So some of these families you've been working with were thinking they could come out into the daylight now, and now they're pretty much forced to stay in the shadows a bit longer?
Yes, and they're hoping to get different employment, or at least workers' rights, employee rights, that because of their undocumented status, they fear that demanding those rights might cost them their job.
Are you sensing a lot of anxiety about the presidential election and that having, it seems like, kind of a far-off force, really, presidential politics, but it sounds like it could have a real impact on people living in Del Norte County?
Yes. There's been anxiety. There's been more kind of, in my opinion, sadness or just a lot of devastation because this impacts young people, parents of young children. And so just the fact that they could get employment and be secure about it and have rights, that was a huge, it was a huge dream.
Well, thanks so much for calling, Gracie. I appreciate you sharing your experiences organizing people in Del Norte County.
Let's get to hear your thoughts here on Vents Day. This is your chance to vent on immigration and marijuana, now legal in Oregon for a year. I want to get your thoughts on either or both of those. 800-838-3760. If you'd like to make the call by phone, 800-838-3760. Send it in via email, jx@jeffnet.org. Survey is still open at jeffexchange.org as well, and you can see some of the other results there. Let's stick on the immigration topic and go to Vince and Eugene. Welcome to the Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi. I'd like to talk from the other perspective. They never seem to talk about, especially your guest, about American citizens whose work life was influenced by illegal immigration, of lack of job opportunities for us. My partner was offered the job as head gardener in San Diego at the Hotel Del. But as soon as they found out he couldn't speak Spanish, he was not offered the job because all the workers there were Spanish-speaking only. And the same thing happened to me with my job in San Diego. It's one of the reasons we left Southern California. I wasn't being given the opportunities to apply for jobs and being offered jobs because even though I was a former Peace Corps volunteer from Colombia and I could speak Spanish very, very well, when the job said bilingual and I applied, what I found out was they are always being offered to somebody of a Latino background.
Do you think it was just a level of fluency in language, or do you think there's something else to it?
No, I had a 3.0 on the international fluency scale. Uh-huh. So it was obvious that they were looking for ethnic minorities, not American citizens who were bilingual.
Mm-hmm. How would you like to see it dealt with then, Vince?
Follow the laws.
Okay.
All right.
Plain and simple. Thanks for that, Vince. Appreciate that. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Jeffrey Riley with Emily Curitan, 800-838-3760 to talk about immigration or legal marijuana by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org.
Jeff, I'd like to pick it up with Vince's comments and go to WC in Crescent City, who wrote to us via Facebook, actually. WC wrote in, I think we're all in favor of helping others until it becomes overwhelming to the point that your own country will be swallowed up by the culture of other countries or affected very negatively in the process. I think that's what our country is reacting to and what countries belonging to the EU are facing right now. So WC and Crescent City tying in that the Brexit this week, of course, certainly a lot of ideas and feelings about immigration tied into that vote.
You've heard now from a couple of people in a row here on the radio about ways in which they think their own lives have been impacted negatively by immigration. Do you have a take like that, too? We'd want to hear from you. Or, on the contrary, do you have a situation where your life has been improved, you think, by having immigrants near you? Let's get your take. This is what Vince Day is all about. 800-838-3760 by phone, jx@jeffnet.org by email.
And then, of course, there's pot. That's our other topic today. We're talking about the one-year anniversary of legal recreational marijuana in Oregon. California has a ballot measure coming up in November to legalize marijuana. And I see some callers here that definitely want to talk about that. Let's go to John in Medford. John, welcome to the Exchange. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks. I started smoking weed in Vietnam and have ever since, and I'm 69. And about 4 years ago, I started experimenting with not smoking. And so now I'm not smoking. And I find it much better for my PTSD if I don't.
Really?
But I'm glad that it's legal. And I think I've been very frustrated that cigarettes and alcohol have always been legal, and marijuana wasn't. I think it was very hypocritical.
All right, so you're not using it yourself, but you're glad that it's legal?
I've been using it all these years since 1968, regularly, but not that much, a couple times a week, usually. But I've discovered that for PTSD, I do much better without it.
Hmm. Interesting. Was there something that you're able to replace marijuana with, something else that does ease the PTSD a bit?
Gardening.
But not marijuana gardening, I'm guessing.
No. Just it gives me a calmness, which started out, I viewed it as life is so boring. And then I got to the point where I just found everything is very calm and I'm very much more productive, which makes me much happier. And I just do positive things for the community, and that makes me happier. And, I do better off of it. And so over the last 4 years, twice I quit, once for a year and a half, and then another time for about a year. And then I would go back a little bit here and there, and then I found even a little bit here and there really affected me adversely in the long run.
All right. It's a really interesting story, John. Thanks for sharing that with us. I really appreciate it. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're looking for your thoughts on marijuana, now legal in Oregon for almost exactly a year, and immigration, an ongoing discussion brought back to the forefront, not just by the American presidential campaign, but also by the Brexit vote. And the large numbers of people, it was one of the comedy shows I was watching. Get good news from comedy shows these days. It's an interesting feature of this part of the 21st century. But Samantha Bee's show was carrying some of the clips from people who had explained their feelings about immigration in relation to the Brexit, Emily, and at least one of them said, get them out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so yeah. It was rather strong feelings.
We had, some pithy strong feelings on our survey, too, and you bring up an interesting point that I want to hear from people about is, does a candidate's stance in this election year, their stance on immigration, how much is that affecting your vote? Lonnie and Harbor wrote in unequivocally, build a wall, require keeping records to identify overstayers. Dick in Medford, he had a different stance. He says no to a border wall. To wit, from Dick in Medford, many argue that it's necessary to restrict unlawful immigration. If it is necessary, though, employer sanctions and not a border wall will accomplish the goal. What is the goal, and what do you think? Let us know here on Vince Day, 800-838-3760, or jx@jeffnet.org.
Back to the marijuana issue briefly. Mike in Medford writes, one of the craziest moves was that of Medford City Council. With 8 smell complaints, they decided to add another vote to ban outside growing. Hundreds of people were opposed, but Medford's council is so out of touch, they are a burden on the community. Heck, Mayor Wheeler thought protected bike lanes were a dirty nuisance. Well, that's something we'll have to explore in a different segment. Mike in Medford, thanks for the thoughts on that.
Let's go to some of these calls here, Jeff. We've got Patricia in Grants Pass here on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange, Patricia.
Yes, I don't understand how they can even be debating this thing about letting more illegals in or legalize them, because there are 94 million Americans, blacks, whites, Mexican Americans, that are unemployed. So where are they going to get their jobs? And the other thing is, why should they be allowed to be dumping on our welfare when they're not even citizens? And then the third way to make a living is crime. So all three of those, there's only 3 reasons for coming in, and all 3 of them are invalid.
All right, Patricia, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts.
Interestingly enough, yeah, though, the 93 million people she just quoted as unemployed, this is actually a Donald Trump quote from last year. He said 93 million people out of work, but the actual number, it got a false rating from PolitiFact I'm looking at right now. And the actual number, if this computer will ever scroll again, was somewhere south of 9 million.
Wow. So south of 9 million versus 93 million being quoted by the Trump campaign. I mean, some of these figures, I have a whole big bucket of numbers here, which I have resisted sharing because I don't want to put y'all to sleep. But, you know, I think it's interesting to note that in terms of health insurance, approximately 53% of immigrants in the United States do have private health insurance compared to 68% of native born people here. So not a huge disparity there when we're talking about 42 million people that would qualify as foreign-born living in this country. That's 13.3% of the total U.S. population. Interesting, sort of on par with the country's makeup in the 19th century, Jeff, but certainly a big rise than in the last 20 years. Let's take another call. Let's go to Mark in Reading. Mark's been waiting patient on the line.
Okay.
And he's just on the sticky button today.
He is indeed.
No,
button
not
6.
On speakerphone. At least I shouldn't be.
No, your sticky button is what we said. Button 6 is our trouble one. That's where you are. Mark, welcome.
Welcome. Good morning. On the marijuana thing, I plan on voting for the initiative that's on the ballot in November, but I also plan on not going anywhere near marijuana until such a time as it's federally legal. It makes no sense to me that it would be legal in the states and illegal federally. If the federal government starts enforcing the federal law, anybody that's doing anything with marijuana is going to be in a world of hurt. People that are growing it, people that are selling it, people buying it probably won't have any problem. But it's going to be tough if the feds decide to start enforcing their law. But the city of Shasta Lake here in Shasta County has decided to charge a 10% tax on marijuana sold in the city of Shasta Lake. They've been making good money on this, apparently. I don't know anything about it. Somebody told me about it on the phone yesterday. And Shasta County and the city of Redding have refused to allow marijuana sales. And so city of Shasta Lake's cleaning up while everybody else is doing without.
All right. So that's
kind of interesting. But, you know, at least one person got convicted in federal court in California after it was legalized for medical use. And the jury said, well, if we'd known it was legal in California, we wouldn't have convicted him under the federal law. But, of course, they weren't allowed to use that as a defense in the trial.
Thanks for that, Mark. Those are interesting thoughts, especially, you know, concerning this mosaic of ordinances, codes, laws, and as you say, all in contradiction to federal law about marijuana. Are you still worried a year into legal recreational pot in Oregon? You can walk into any shop. There's one just down the street from our studio. It's got about 70 different kinds of pot for sale. It's kind of still blows my mind, actually, growing up in an era when it was very criminalized. What do you think? Are you still worried about the federal laws? We've got time for a couple more calls here on Vents Day, 800-838-3760.
Just had a chance to look up on the Record Searchlight's website, Redding.com, that Shasta Lake City Council is looking at a two-year budget now. This is just from 2 days ago. Medical marijuana sales tax revenue could grow by nearly $100,000 year over year. For a small city like Shasta Lake City,
it'd be a big difference.
That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Has your city grown or benefited from it? What about, you know, in this area, Jeff, are you seeing evidence of, you know, the boon here of the revenue collection from marijuana?
Dribs and drabs here and there, nothing in front of me that I can cite with any level of authority.
Looks like we've got Gene in Winston wants to say something about marijuana. Hi, Gene. Welcome to The Exchange.
Oh, hello. Yes, I wanted to say something about marijuana, and then I'd love to say something also about immigration, about marijuana. I'm 83 years old. I started smoking back in the 60s in Texas when it was extremely illegal, And I've never been addicted. I don't think you really get addicted to it. But now, I just smoke it socially or when I want to write a poem. And, of course, I have lots of paperwork, and I can't smoke then. And then about the immigration, I think my son-in-law, who's from Mexico, he agrees with me on this, that by letting in these immigrants, we act as a safety valve for the corrupt government in Mexico. And if those people had to stay home, they would change their system. They're hardworking and brave. And so that's what I have to say about that.
All right. Thanks, Gene. Appreciate that.
Interesting. We had a comment from our survey point out, not that the Mexican government was corrupt, but Kirk in Del Norte County said, I believe if our politicians were not paid off by major international corporations, we would not have exported millions of jobs overseas, and our citizens would, for the most part, make a good, healthy living and not be so paranoid about other nationals stealing what's left of employment in our country. Of course, that only holds true for the good people coming to our country to improve it and themselves. So that from Kirk in Del Norte County. A little follow-up to Gene's comments out of Winston.
Okay, got time for maybe another call or two. Let's go to Mike in Grants Pass calling about marijuana on this Vince Day. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious that our lawmakers have decided that it's okay to smoke marijuana, buy marijuana, grow marijuana, but not look at it. I'm just so appalled by the laws that require an 8-foot fence around the marijuana. Wherever you drive now, in this beautiful countryside, you see fences, chain link, wood fences. It's unbelievably, it's just a blight on the beautiful countryside that we live in. I've lived here about 30 years and love it. Getting to despise it now. I don't know where to drive and avoid these fences. That's my beef for today.
All right. Thanks for that, Mike. Yeah. Appreciate that. So, yeah, fences so that nobody can see the marijuana growing.
Good fences don't always make good neighbors, I guess. My takeaway
there. So there we go. So lots of things to talk about, as always, on Vince Day. Any final thoughts from you, Emily?
I really appreciate everybody who turns out to our Facebook page and visits us at jeffexchange.org. We really couldn't do this segment without you. So thanks for being part of Vince Day.
Okay. Vince Day again next week. And we got more Jefferson Exchange coming up in hour number two. Thanks for listening.